This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
If you're in your 40s and you're more tired than you've ever been because you're juggling life,
work,
money,
aging parents,
aging yourself,
relationships,
not wanting to play games anymore, etc.,
etc., etc.,
raise your hand. How are you coping? Well, I tweeted that last week, and boy, did I get a response.
I'm 48 and my husband is 60, and our biggest financial challenge is making ends meet and still be able to save money for college and retirement.
Well, the first one was divorce. Second one was college tuition for three children. Vacations were few and far between, and if they were at all, they were fairly local.
I lost a job at the height of the financial crisis in 2010, back in my mid-40s. So I just had to immediately and quickly cut expenses and payments.
It took me 17 years to get my undergraduate degree after raising kids and working full-time jobs.
My biggest financial challenge in my 40s has been tackling the overwhelming credit card debt I built up in my 30s.
So many of you rose your virtual hands to tell us that your 40s are full of pitfalls and stressors. But also, there's some really great stuff about your 40s and some really great ways of coping.
I stopped being nice and stopped apologizing when I don't need to. I set boundaries.
Increasing my percentage put into my 401k annually. I also deposit a certain amount of money into a savings account every 2 weeks.
Simply a frugal lifestyle.
I just want to say education opens doors to wages that lift families out of poverty.
So over the next few days, here's what we're going to do. We're going to dig into life in your 40s and what makes this decade so unique. We're going to call it the juggle. And let me tell you, the juggle is real. One of our Twitter followers actually said that line, and I love it. So we're going to hashtag it, the juggle is real. And if you're not quite in your 40s yet, or you've already been there, done that, we see you too. Come along for the ride with us. So we're going to take on something a lot of you tweeted at me about, money. In your 40s, financial pressures and challenges are different than before, and Arielle O'Shea is an investment and retirement specialist for NerdWallet, and she's going to talk us through it. Welcome, Arielle.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so what makes your 40s a unique time in terms of personal finance? How do you see this decade?
I think everything sort of adds up in terms of thy financial pressures. If you have children, you may be having childcare expenses. And then along with that, you may be wanting to save for their college at the same time. And then your own retirement, you're wanting to save for that. And if you didn't do a very good job of that when you were younger, and many of us didn't, then it feels like you have a lot of pressure right now to catch up. And then there are other goals, you know, home buying, things like that. And then, you know, one thing that we don't think about as much is aging parents. And if you're supporting them or helping them in any way, you're sort of stuck between all these different drains on your finances, and it can be exhausting.
Let's talk a little bit about how much people make. So our income, which is different than how much wealth people have, which we won't depress anybody with right now. In your 40s, where are we in terms of earning potential?
The interesting thing about this is that it is different for men and women. So according to PayScale, men actually peak in their early 50s and women peak much earlier, about 10 years earlier in their early 40s.
Wait, in other words, this is it?
This is it. Yep. If you're a woman, you may have already had your income peak, which is pretty sad.
Do we know anything about why that is, Arielle, or is it just good old, you know, institutional issues?
I think it's institutional issues. I mean, I think a lot of the issues, you know, the differences between men and women have to do with the career breaks that women tend to take earlier on in their careers that men don't take. So they may be missing out on bonuses and pay raises and promotions and career growth. It's all these issues that we talk about all the time with wage inequality. Same thing is happening here with wage peaking.
What are some of the primary drains on financial resources during one's 40s? I'm thinking home ownership, student loans, God forbid.
Yeah, home ownership, student loans. I mean, about 20% of this generation are still paying down one or more student loans. Some of them with older children may be either, you know, paying for college, paying off student loans for their children, they're saving for college. So all of those things. And then again, you know, if you're helping parents, you're trying to save for your own retirement. It's really this, you know, they call it the sandwich generation, and it really feels like a sandwich.
You know, one of the things also in the narrative around money is we hear a lot about millennials who say that they find it difficult to save. They're not getting paid enough. They can't do things like buy homes. But I think we also need to look at Gen X, which gets, or, and I mean specifically people in their 40s, but even beyond Gen X, and look at how this generation is also saddled with debt, right? I think some of your data showed that Generation X has about as much credit card debt as millennials do.
Yeah, it's similar to millennials. So about two-thirds have credit card debt. That's roughly the same as millennials. It's higher than baby boomers. And, you know, what was interesting is that they owe the highest credit card balances, and more of Generation X has made a late payment on their credit cards than any other generation. So I think that is a result of financial struggles and, you know, not having the money to come up to pay off the debt. But it's also the result of, like, so many different things on your time that you're forgetting because you have to take the kids to school and to take the kids to daycare and you have this work, and all these different things really add up in this decade.
And one of the things that strikes me is that we have less time to fix those things.
Yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, the halfway point of your career, and you really have to think about getting some of these things on track for sure.
Let's take a listen to one of our callers who shared her experience about life in her 40s with money.
Hi, this is Linda from Vancouver, Washington. In my 40s, I was laid off from a high-tech job just 6 months after I bought my house. So my struggle that decade was just trying to find work and earn enough income without dipping into my 401k, which I was not successful at. But I did make it to 16 years later when I finally ended up selling that house and buying another one. So I made it, but it was not easy being a single woman.
Well, first of all, Ariel, kudos to Linda, because that's a lot to do. But also, I want to talk about two things Linda brings up. Number one, layoffs. People in their 40s are starting to deal with, I think, ageism at this point. How big of a deal is job security at this stage?
I think it's a big deal. I mean, I think it's one of these things where you don't feel like you should, you know, it feels like ageism is something for much older people when you're in your 40s. You don't feel like it should affect you. But in reality, it can. I mean, you know, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act protects workers 40 and over for a reason. That's because, you know, that's when age discrimination can start to happen. And so it's something certainly that you want to be aware of.
Let's talk about some positive things, Ariel, that 40-somethings can do, whether they're married, single, kids, no kids. What are some things that, given the realities of this decade, and the current realities of where we are today, that this generation can start to do to feel more financially secure?
I think the most important thing that you can do is realize that it is not too late. You're right in the middle of your life. As Linda said, she made it, right? So you're going to get through this rocky time, if you're feeling like it's a rocky time. And it's not too late to turn things around. So if you haven't saved enough for retirement, you still have 20, 25, 30 years to build that retirement savings before, you know, the age when most people tend to want a retirement. And so it's really about making the decisions now that can make up for some of the decisions that maybe you didn't make quite as well earlier. And so it's saving as much as you can. I mean, we talked about pensions and how people in their 40s and earlier generations don't have them. But what we do have is these Roth IRA accounts, which are great ways to save money and earn your earnings grow tax-free, which is something that our parents didn't have. So take advantage of the perks that we have.
Ariel O'Shea is investing and retirement specialist for NerdWallet. Thank you for being with us, Ariel.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.